Corbin Burnes was an easy choice for the Brewers to start game one of the division series. Chuck Kornbach has this report.
This season, Corbin Burnes led the National League in earned run average and was third in strikeouts. On August 11th, he even tied a major league record by striking out 10 consecutive batters. You could look it up, as we did, on this YouTube highlight from Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Got a chance at 10 in a row. 0-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. There it is. Corbin Burnes.
Burnes has excelled at using a variety of pitches, including a fastball and what are known as breaking pitches, curveballs, sliders, sinkers, and cutters that dip or bend as they near the plate. For an explanation of how Burnes and the other fine pitchers on the Brewers roster work their magic, we turn to Jax Sanders, a physics professor at Marquette University and a baseball fan. Sanders says a lot has to do with how a spinning baseball moves, including a force called the Magnus effect.
And the Magnus effect is entirely due to the interaction between a spinning object and air. When you're talking about the spin on a baseball pitch, that's what gives it what baseball player might call action, the ability of the ball to move in the air.
Sanders says there are different ways to spin a ball. For example, a common fastball these days called a four-seamer has backspin that makes the ball seem to rise.
The air is going to be pushed down by this ball, and because the air is pushed down, the ball gets pushed up. And because, you know, we live in a world where there is this relatively constant gravity, we kind of expect things to fall at a constant rate. So what you might perceive as a rising action, it's still falling. It's just falling slightly slower than expected.
The Marquette professor says when it comes to Burnes or others throwing breaking balls, the goal is to tilt the spin.
So by altering the direction that the ball is spinning, you're able to change the direction of that force. So for example, with the very classic curveball, you are altering that spin direction so it's pushing your ball to the side.
Sanders says other breaking pitches have more topspin to make the ball dive more dramatically. The professor says Burnes is able to put a lot of spin on a baseball, increasing the force and movement, and giving batters less chance of making solid or any contact.
Maybe I'm only moving this ball like on average of 1 to 3 inches further than an average pitcher. However, a baseball bat has about a 3-inch cross section.
During a Brewers workout this week, we asked Corbin Burnes if he focuses on spin rates when preparing for a game.
When I'm getting ready for a start, it's all about scouting reports and what I can do to, you know, best use my stuff.
But Burnes says spin rates and other analytic measurements are becoming more common around the league and can help young pitchers who are struggling. He says his success over the last couple years stems from figuring out what he wants to do on the mound and improving his pitching motion or mechanics.
If I do something mechanically that happens to, you know, get a little bit more out of it, then great. If not, it's all about what I want to do to attack hitters.
Brewers outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. says hitting against the spin rate artists is a challenge.
Best in the world. So, I mean, it's a difficult game. That's why there's not many players up here. It's at the top.
First baseman Rowdy Tellez says trying to deal with some of these spinning pitches is why he agrees with the longtime saying that the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball. But he says hitters do gain experience.
When you've been doing it for a while, you start to get the hang of it and you can notice it. You know, we've been doing it at a high level for a long time, so you get to get used to it.
Tellez says when baseball cracked down this year on use of foreign substances that would give pitchers a better grip on the ball and potentially help increase things like spin rate, some pitchers went old school and focused on better technique.
You just kind of got to roll with the punches.
And the team that does the better job of that, the Brewers or the Atlanta Braves, will win the best of five National League Division Series and rise into the next round of the baseball playoffs. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.